Okay, good vok, everybody. Today's daf is Yuma Daf Pei Gimel. As we begin the exciting march to the end of the Masechta, which Mitzvah Shem will finish, I think, Friday, if I'm not mistaken. Either way, we're here at the top of Pei Gimel Mem Aleph at the two dots. We have a bit about Pikuach Nefesh today and some Agadata on Amud Beis. So let's get it going. So Chol Ma'achilim Nesol Pi Bekin. We have the Mishnah that said if a person is sick, I give him food to eat, right, based on the opinions of doctors. I'm Rabbi Yanai. Chola omer tzarech, v'rofe omer eino tzarech. Let's say you have a contradiction between the guy himself says he needs to eat. Doctors are like, nah, suck it up. So, shomen lachola. We let the chola decide, and we give him food. My time, oh, why? Leiv yodeh amaras nafsho. A heart knows the bitterness of his soul, meaning the person himself knows more about what's going on in his own body. We don't just assume he's bumming around. So the Gemara says, Pshita, well, obviously, right, not obvious that we listen to the person, but obvious that in any case of Bikuch Nefesh, right, we go to Hakel, right, obviously we're going to be Makel. If someone says, I need to eat to live, and the doctor says, no, you don't, well, obviously, something Bikuch Nefesh is treated as seriously as Bikuch Nefesh. So the Gemara says, you might have thought, Rofe Kimle Tve, you might have thought, no, that the doctor just knows better. Right? And the patient is like, it's just kind of, you know, not taking it to... not really paying attention and not legit here in this discussion. Kamash Malan, therefore, the mission says, no. The patient knows exactly what's happening, and we have to listen to him. Rofe omer tzarech v'chola omer einu tzarech. Other way around now. Let's say the doctor says he needs to eat, and the chola doesn't want to. So then, shomen l'rofe, right? We listen to the doctor. My time out. What's the reason? Tunvahu dinakid lay. Right? If you're telling me, on the one hand, that the chola knows himself better, so why don't we listen to the chola when he says he doesn't need to eat? Because maybe he has some sort of, went a little nuts, right? He's a little bit not feeling himself right because he's sick, he's ill, whatever, and he thinks, no, he doesn't have to eat. If the doctor says he does, then we definitely give him food to eat. So Gemara says, one second, hold, based on our Mishnah, these halachos of Rabbi Yannai seem a little weird. Time with another Mishnah. Cholin machilin nosal pi bikiyin. The Mishnah said we give someone who's sick, right, based on the opinion of bikiyin, of doctors. Al pi bikiyin in, al pi asma lo, implying that only based on doctors and not based on his own volition. Right? And also, al pi bikiyin in, al pi baki echad lo. And also, bikiyin is plural. But it also seems to imply that you need two opinions. You need a second opinion to feed him before you can go give him food. And if you only have one doctor who says you can eat, so then you don't give him food. Kumar says, no. How come my skin on damar lo tzarichna? No, the case here is where he doesn't want to eat. Where the doctor says, where this patient, like we said before, if the patient says they don't want to eat, and the doctor says does need to eat, so then we give him food. So that's what we're talking about over here. So the Kumar says, v'lizfu le alpi baki. So I agree. So we just said before that if, like in the case we mentioned before, the patient does not want to eat, and the doctor says he needs to eat, so just one baki is enough. No, you don't need two. Right, why does Mishnah say bikiyin plural? So Gemara says, "Lotzika lo tzricha deika achrini behedya de'amar lo tzarich." So because the case is where that not only does the patient say he doesn't need to eat, but he has an opinion on his side. He has a doctor on his side that said, "Yeah, you're right. I agree. He does not need to eat." So therefore, machilin osal pi bikiyin. If you have two doctors on the other side, so then we will give him food. The Gemara says, "I pshita." Again, same question. Pshita suffik nefashos who? Suffik nefashos the hakel. We always are makeil by the case of a suffik by dina nefashos. We're always careful like that. The Gemara says, "Lo tzricha deika tre achrini behedya dami lo tzarech." Right? No, the case is there are two other. It's not two versus two. It's three versus two. It's two doctors that say he doesn't need to eat. The chola himself says he doesn't need to eat, and there's two doctors who say he does. The Alpha Gav, the Amar Rav Safra, Trey Kamea, America Trey, and even though Rav Safra said that, again, this is already a halacha in Eidos, that 100 people is just like two, and two is like 100, right? Meaning, and therefore, like, they're the same, meaning we don't give any more weight to 100 witnesses on one side versus two witnesses on the other side. So, what are you telling me? The number is three versus two? So, I'm immediately living in Eidos. That's only in terms of testimony, in terms of what happened. Rav Elinian Umdana, but to assess a person, to figure out what is exactly going on? So then, Basar Deus, and then we go based on Deus. Then we go based on opinions. So therefore, if it's three versus two on the side of they don't want to eat and the chol is with them, so why do we give them food? So v'hani mili l'inyan umdana d'mamona, and that's only evaluating the value of something. Aval hacha savik nefashos too, but here is a case of savik nefashos. And therefore, right, we're going to give him food, even if you have two doctors who says that he does need to eat. The Gemara says, "V'amid diktani seifa v'im ein sham bikiyin machilin usal pi atzmo." Well, if you're telling me this, what's the seifa say? Right? The Mishnah said, if there are no doctors, then we feed him based on his own opinion, based on the chola's own feeling in terms of his own body. But that implies, Michal, that implies the Reisha Damar Tzarech. That implies that the Mishnah said, that the first part of the Mishnah, where we said the case was he doesn't need to eat and the doctor says he does, well, that implies that he does, meaning, if you read the Mishnah straight, it seems like it's talking about the same case. And then v'mein sham b'kiyin, machilin asol al pi atzma. Right? We give a chola food to eat based on the opinion of doctors, and if there are no doctors, so then we feed him based on his own opinion. And implies that it's the same case. So you're telling me that the Reisha was talking about the case where he said he didn't need to eat, and now you're telling me the Seifa is talking about the case where he did need to eat. It seems like it's the same case going on over here. So what's happening? So Gemara says, you're right. Chusuri mechsura v'hachi ketani. Really, we're missing a couple of words in the Mishnah. And this is what it means to say. When do we say that we give the chola food to eat based on the opinion of doctors? To amar lo tzarech ani. If the guy says, nah, I don't need food. Aval omer tzarech ani. But if the guy does need food, he does say he needs food. So then ein sham b'kiyin trei elachad amar lo tzarech machilin usal pi atzma. Right? If you don't have two, right, and you only have one. And it says you don't need, so then you give him food upon on his own volition. Meaning, basically, there's no case, there's no scenario that where if the guy says he needs to eat, that we're not going to feed him. Meaning, right? Assuming that you don't have two. If in the case you have two versus one, if you have two doctors, says he doesn't, so then we'll go based on them. But if the guy says he doesn't need to eat, if the guy says he does need to eat, then we will go based on his opinion, as long as you don't have two doctors against him. Okay. Mar bar Ravashi, Amar bar Ravashi says, kol hecha to amar tzorech ani, afilu gamei adamri lo tzorech lidei shamina. Right, sorry, I kind of jumped to Ravashi's opinion, right? That's not what the Gemara just said. The Gemara said before, just to clarify, the Hachikatani, maybe we should go back to that, just to clarify, because I think I explained Ravashi in that opinion. So just, okay, let's jump back two lines. This is what the Mishnah really means to say with the Chizuri Mechsura. Damar lo tzarechani. The case is, in the Seifa, is where he doesn't need to eat. He says he doesn't. Amar tzarechani, but if he does need to eat, then ein sham b'kiyin trei. Then if there are not two doctors against him, elachad amar lo tzarech, but there's one doctor who says he doesn't, then machilin also abiatzmo. Then we give him based on his own desire to eat. Meaning, if it's him versus the doctor and he wants to eat, and the doctor says no, so then we give him food. If he wants to eat and two doctors say no, so then we will not feed him. Okay, Ravashi says, now back into that. Kol hecha de amar tzarech ani. Any time the patient says I need to eat, afilu ika meya de amri lo tzarech. Even if there are 100 people, 100 doctors saying he doesn't really need to eat, the didei shaminan, we listen to the patient. Shenamar, as the pasuk says, leiv yodea maras nafsho. The pasuk we quoted before, a person knows what's going on in his own body. So now we look at the Mishnah. What about our Mishnah? Right, im ein sham b'kiyin machilin usal piatzma. If there are no other doctors, we feed him based on his own opinion, right? Time of the lack of b'kiyin, and that seems to imply that the only reason we give him food is because there are no doctors. Ha'ika b'kiyin, but if there are doctors that say he doesn't need to eat, so then lo. So then you don't give him food. So how could Rav Ashi say we always give the patient food if he wants? So ha'ika, this is what it means to say. B'medvarim ha'murim went to amar lo tzarech ani. That's only, when do we say that we feed him based on, if there are no doctors, we'll go based on his own opinion. That's if he says, I don't need food. But if he says he does need food, then ein sham b'kiyin klal. Because then there is no opinion, there are no doctors, meaning doctors don't matter, right? Machilin usal piatzmo, right? Ein sham b'kiyin klal, meaning there is no doctor whatsoever that we will value his opinion against the chole's own opinion. Shenamar, as the pasuk says, levi de amar snap show. Okay, fine. So that's Ravashi's opinion. Fine. Vayter, new Mishnah. Mish achso bulmus. If someone, Rachman Atzlan, gets sick with bulmus, what is that? So if you look at Rashi over here, Rashi in the Mishnah, choli ha'uches machmas ravon, a person who becomes sick because he's very, very hungry, enav keos, his eyesight goes dim, vu musukan lamos, and he's in danger of dying. Ukishe mariso choseres biodea shinis rape. And when mariso choseres, when his eyesight comes back, so then you know that he is healing, that he is getting better. So if someone, Rachman Atzlan, gets sick with his bulmus, machilin oso afil dvarm tmeim, or you can even give him tray food, asher yuru einav, until his eyesight starts getting better, and then you can obviously, again, as Rashi said, that's how you know that he's getting better and he's out of danger. If someone got bit by a rabid dog, you don't feed it from the dog's own liver. Rav Masia ben Cheresh Matir, and Rav Masia ben Cheresh says his mother, again, what the Gemara will explain, is that that was kind of, sort of, a cure. And unclear whether we were allowed to feed him, right, treif, right, unclear if that would save him. So that's why, right, if, obviously, there's a pikuach nefesh issue, you can violate any isser you want. But if what you're doing is not going to help, so then feeding him tray food, right? Obviously, you shouldn't feed him tray food because it's not going to make a difference. So that's what the Gemara will explain. Vod Amar Rav Masi Bar Cheresh, Rav Masi Bar Cheresh said, Achoshesh Begrono, person is sore throat. Now, this is not obviously a regular sore throat. This is already talking about the onset of an illness, Rachman Slan, that could get worse and spread, obviously, throughout the rest of his body. Okay, so Imasilon Lo Sam B'toch Bib B'Shavis. You can even give him some sort of sam, some sort of balm, some sort of medicine on Shabbos. The Pnei Suffic Nefashos, because this is a case of, it may lead to Sakanas Nefashos, to Suffic Nefashos. As we said, V'chol Suffic Nefashos Dochas HaShabbos, that not only does Pikuach Nefesh Dochas HaShabbos, even a Suffic Pikuach Nefesh Dochas HaShabbos, and not only is it mutter to violate Shabbos, it is a mitzvah to violate Shabbos, to save a person's life. Misha Nafla, I love my poles. Rachmal Tzlan, Lolena, we had a week ago, right? Still, I missed them. They're not searching for survivors anymore, but in a condo in, I think, in Miami, I think, right? If there's some sort of ruin, if people fell and a building fell on somebody, Safik Husham, Safik Eino Husham, right? It's a Safik whether he's there or not, whether there's a person there or not. Safik Chai, Safik Meis, you don't know whether he's alive or not. Safik Kuti, Safik Yisrael, and you don't even know if he's a Jew or a guy. So Mefaklin Alav is a gal, right? You can clear away the rubble. Right, again, that's, even though it's Asur Midaraisa, even if you can do Chofer or whatever, Bona, whatever it is, Soser, right, whatever you got to do, right? You can dig out to get him out of there. Matsu Chai, so if they find that he's alive, then Mefaklin, obviously, that you keep on digging, but if they find out that Rachman Aslani is dead, so then Yanichu, then you leave him there, because there's no longer any issue, right? There's no longer any need to dig and be Mechal Shabbos. Okay, it says the Gemara now. Tanya Rabbanan with under Brisa. Minayin Hayu Yodim Shairu Yod Enough. Right, small technical problem, right? We said at the beginning of the Mishnah that if a person has bulmos, you feed him until his eyesight gets better. Well, how can you tell that his eyesight got better? Right, you're not looking at through his eyes. So what does he say? So the Gemara says, "Meshivchin bein tov l'ra." Apparently, he's able to tell the difference between good and bad. What is good and bad? So Pashas is good and bad food, right? Because Amar Abaye uvetayma, that we're talking about flavor. Right, if you look at Rashi, right, we don't check his eyesight per se. Right, if you look at Rashi, Amar Abaye uvetayma, mishiyudei lahavchin bein tam tav shel diofa, the tam tav shel ra. Right, apparently, he can get his taste buds back. Was also a siman that he was getting healthier. Okay, fine. So I guess you got to bring something that tastes good, something that tastes lousy. Fine. Vayte. Tanar baru lundin raisa. Misha achso bulmos machinu so hakal. If someone has bulmos and you got to feed him, so you feed him through the least kal is right, the light or least severe, or less machmir. So you go if you have an option of yisurim to feed him. Let's say you have a lot of different foods here and they're different isurim. So you obviously try to give him the least, quote-unquote, least usser food. Right? And how do you measure that? So Pashas says you measure it through the punishment that you get for eating such food. So if you have a choice, the Gemara proceeds to explain. If you have a choice of tevel, unuvela, right? Tevel is misvede shemayim. Tevel, again, is untithed produce. You have produce that was gathered from the field, and it's chayiv and trumas and maaser, etc. You haven't taken it yet, so that's misa b'dei shemayim. That's why, hechsherim in Eretz Yisrael, right? Usually throughout the world, right? Everybody knows, right? What's the thing, the one thing that's kosher? You can always eat fruits and vegetables, right? You go to, I don't know, Croatia or something, somewhere in random, you can always get fruits and vegetables, you don't have to worry about hechsher. In Eretz Yisrael, that's the worst thing, because if you don't have hechsher on fruits and vegetables, then it could be tevel. Tevel is not only treif. Tevel is not like pig. It's way worse than pig, right? It's misa v'dei shemayim. So that's So and tachlis. That's why hechsherim are important on vegetables. Anyway, so Tevel and Nevela, if you had Nevela is right, just an animal, just drop dead. So that's just Nisr Lav. So obviously, Machil and also Nevela, you give him the Nevela. Tevel of Shvius, again, Mirza Shem, I have Shemitah coming up. So if you give him Tevel or Shemitah, now again, the Shemitah here is kind of a weird thing, because it's not usher to eat Shemitah food per se. It has to be left in your field, obviously. But once there, and here's what we're talking about over here, once there's no more, let's say, to take a normal example, once the normal apples in the field, so then you have to get rid of all the apples that that you took for yourself. And you're not allowed to eat it at that point. That's the pshat, meaning that the Rambam says you're not allowed to eat it. That's when we talk about Hilchos Shvius. That's what we say, you're not allowed to eat Shvius. You are allowed to eat Shvius, and we eat Shemitah food all year round, all Shemitah, but when there is no more left in the field, so then the pasha says that you're not allowed to eat it after that point. And that is, as Rashi points out over here, that's not even a lav, that's an Isser Aseh. Where is that Rashi? Tevel Shir's Machilinza, right? Lachar's Man Abir, after the time you have to burn it, after the time you have to get rid of the Shemitah food, because the apples, let's say, in the field are gone. Shatel B'mesa B'Yishamei V'Ashvius B'Aseh. The right Shemitah is only an Isser Aseh to get rid of that food. Right? You don't even violate an Isser. So obviously, if you have Tevel or Shemitah, so then Shvius, you give them the Shvius, the Shemitah food, to eat. Now, Tevel Truma, now this is a little dice here, because eating Tevel and eating Truma, right, for a non-Kohen, both of them are punishable by Misa B'Dei Shamayim. So now what do you do? So that's obviously Tanaihi, that's going to be Machol Ges Tanaihi. The Tanaihi, like we learned in the Reisam, Achilin also Tevel, Vein Machilin also Truma, Beitem Omer Truma Velo Tevel. Okay, so you have Machol Ges, right, one way or the other. Amar Rabba says, well, Heichal de Efshar Bechulin, the Kumei Alolo Pligi de Mitaknin Alei, Umasfin Alei. When everybody agrees, right, obviously, now, if you have, again, what could you do with Tevel, right? Theoretically, you could Tevel, right, you can fix Tevel. Right? Tevel is not always Usher. You could take Trumos, Maestros, Meister Shani, Meister, whatever year it is, Meister Ani this year, Trumos Meister, right? You could fix Tevel. So if it's possible to fix it, so Rabbah, obviously everybody's going to say, well, just fix the Tevel and give him kosher food. It's normal, you know, grains or whatever it is. So keep leaving. The Machlokas is B'dol Efshar. The Machlokas is, would you, for whatever reason, you can't fix, take the Truma, or right, the tachlis is, like, let's say, again, since, let's say you have, a pound of Tevel, and you take all the trumas and maestros, so now you have less, obviously, and let's say that's not enough to keep the guy alive. Let's say he needs, just for argument's sake, he needs a pound of grain to live. So then you can't fix the Tevel, right, because it's not possible, right? It doesn't, lo efshar b'chulin, right, you can't save the guy, you can't get chulin from this Tevel, for whatever reason. So in that case, marsav or Tevel chomer, or marsav or truma. Excuse me, Truma Chamura. One of them holds Tevel is worse. One of them holds Truma is worse. Marsav for Tevel Chamura, why is Tevel worse than Truma? Avot Truma Chazi LeKohen. Since Truma, theoretically, is mutter to be eaten by somebody, so therefore Tevel is worse. But Marsav for Truma Chamura, the other guy tells that Truma, well, not the other guy, but I guess it's, was it Ben Tema, right? Who was it? Ben Tema's... Fatima is given Truma Velo Tevel. Ah, so the other way around. So the Tanakama holds so that Truma is worse. Why? Aval Tevel, Efshar the Teknuah, because you can always fix Tevel, right? So therefore, since Tevel is fixable, right, that's not as bad as giving him Truma. Now the Gemara says, the Gemara obviously says, Efshar B'chulin Pshita, you don't need to tell me. If it's possible to fix the Tevel, turn it into Chulin, turn it into regular food, well, that's obvious, right? That's what you should do, right? You don't need to teach me that. If you give him, that's just saying, like, if you can bring him kosher meat, so then bring it to him. Well, yeah, obviously. So, Lo Tzricha B'Shabbos. Now, the case is, where it was only on Shabbos. And Shabbos, to fix Tevel is Aser on Shabbos, really mid the Rabbanan, as we're going to point out in 1 second, the Gemara is about to ask, right, because it could be Tikkun Mane, right? Okay, that's but Tachlis is it's not a Din D'Oraisa, it's not going to be a Malacha. That's what the Gemara asks right away. Pshita Tilto D'Rabbanan, right? It's only, you're only moving stuff, right? It's only Din D'Rabbanan, like Tilto. It's a little bit unclear how to understand exactly what tiltul means in this context, because it's either the Gemara is saying it's just muktzah, because Lechora Tevel is muktzah because you can't eat it, Or, like, as we learned again in Shabbos, that you know, you're just moving fruit around and it looks like tikkun maneh. Okay, but either way, Pasha says it's only din derabanan. So the Gemara says, "Achumai askinen ba'atzis sheinu nakev derabanan." Now, so the case is what's the tevel that we have? It's tevel that grew in an atzis sheinu nakev. We had that a couple of times in Masechta Shabbos. That is a flower pot that's not connected to the ground. So tevel that let's say you whatever reason you're planting, I don't know. Tomato is a bad example. Let's say you're planting grains or whatever, wheat or barley, something in a flower pot that's not connected to the ground. So that is only chayiv in Trumas and Maizos midrabanan. So it's only tevel midrabanan. So Rabbi is saying that it's better to violate is dindrabanan, right, of separating Trumas and Maizos on Shabbos than violating this midrabanan of tevel. Meaning it's better to separate the Trumas and Maisers on Shabbos, even though the Chiyuv is only the Rabbanan, and even though that technically is an Issur Rabbanan, that Rabbanan is better than eating the Issur Rabbanan of Tevel from this thing. That was Rabbi's trying to explain, because you're faced with two different Rabbanans. He's explaining which one you should do and which one you should violate. Marsav or Tevel Chomer, and in that case, Marsav or Bentema holds the Tevel is worse. Marsav or Truma Chomer, right, and Tanakama holds that Truma is worse. Okay, fine. Now, what we just said is that according to Rabbah, it's better to separate the Dindra Abanan of separating Trumas and Maisers on Shabbos than eating Tevel Midra Abanan, than violating the Dindra Abanan of Tevel. So the Gemara says, Lema Tanahi. Maybe that's actually Machlokas Tanai. Maybe it's not so posh. Maybe that's not, Rabbah's Shita is actually Machlokas Tanai. Because the Tanya Kulan, the Rabbi Samisha Nashko Nachosh, let's say Rahman al Islam person is bitten by a snake on Shabbos, Koronel Rofim Mimakom Mimakom, we call him a doctor from one place to another, right? You could even get him from outside the Tchum, or etc. Get a doctor. You can tear open, literally means you can tear open a chicken, but I don't know what, you can kill a chicken for him, even though that's Asur Midaraisa. Rashi says apparently putting that on a wound would heal, right? Rashi says, Lases alamaka, Shizuhi Rufuosa. Apparently you could tear open a chicken, put it on top of a snake bite, and that would apparently heal it. Okay. For Gozen Loza Cretion, you could even cut Cretion, which is a vegetable from the ground, right? That's the malacha of gozes, again, is a dindar raisa, right? You can even do malacha. Umachilin, so you can feed them these vegetables. Fein tzarech la'asher, you don't need to take trumas and maestros. Dear very Rabbi, Rabbi Shimon says, Lo yochal ad she'asher. No, you have to take trumas and maestros first. Right, Nema, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon, he v'lo Rabbi. So maybe, when we're saying, according to Rabba, right, that you have to take trumas and maestros instead of the Rabban of Tevel, maybe this is the Shita of Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, and not Rabbi. Right, because again, this is a case of vegetables, right? Again, vegetables are not chayav trumas and maestros midrabanan. It's only midrabanan. So again, you're faced with a case of trumas and maestros midrabanan. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon says you should take trumas and maestros on Shabbos, right? Instead of just giving him these vegetables that you cut up from the ground. So if Gemara says no, feel tame Rabbi, you could even say that Rabbi agrees that according to Rabba, it's better to violate the derabanan of taking trumas and maestros on Shabbos than giving him tevel midrabanan. Because ad kan lakama Rabbi hasam elalinyan maestro yarek v'derabanan. Because maybe Rabbi only said his shita that you don't need to take the trumas and maestros on Shabbos of this vegetable because that's yarek derabanan, because it's only a chiyuv to take trumas and maestros midrabanan for vegetables. But if you're telling me, you're talking about grain, where tevel is sometimes midaraisa, right? Not in our case, like Rabba said, like if you're going grain in your flower pot, that's again, tevel midarabanan, but sometimes grain, and usually grain is tevel midaraisa, feel the Rebbe Moda, right? Rebbe, right, is going to agree that we should take the Trumas and Maestros because the Ishar is le'batzit shenu nakuv, asu le'mechal be'atzit shenu nakuv. That because you may have a case, right? If you allow him to take, to give him the tevel that's also midrabanan, so he may come to give him the tevel that's also midaraisa. Now we have a concern here because again, the grain that's growing in the flower pot, so that's only tevel midrabanan. So if you give it to him without taking trumas and maestros, so then you might give him tevel, right? Regular grain that was grown in the field, and that would be. Without taking trumas and maestros, and that would be nisur daraisa, right? As you said, chiyuv misur de shalayim, that would be really bad. So that's why Rebbe might agree that it's better to give him If you're going to violate a Drabanan anyway, you might as well take the Trumas or Maestros, which is also Drabanan on Shabbos, and violate the Drabanan, and violate that Drabanan, as opposed to violating the Drabanan of feeding him Tevom in Drabanan. Okay. Tanu Rabbanan, without the Rabbis. Mishach so Bulmos, we said again this sickness of Bulmos. Machil naso Dvash Vachomini Matika, Shad Dvash Chomini Matika Meir Mor Einav Shal Adam. The good thing to do is to give him honey and all kinds of sweets. Because that allows, that helps a person to see, right? Not only carrots, apparently sweets to help a person's eyesight. Even though there's no proof, I can give you a hint. As the pasuk says, right, let's see how my eyes lit up. Right? My eyes were enlightened when I tasted this honey. So my aval pi shein raya davar zeichel davar, isn't that, that seems to be, what do you mean? Why is that? Usually when you have a zeichel davar, when you have like a hint, and it's a pasuk in a completely different context, which kind of have the same words, so yeah, okay, it's a hint. Here it's literally saying he tasted honey and davar melech, right? Yeah, and davar melech, no, this is by Shaul. Shaul said, you know, there was a fast before a battle, and Yonasan, his son, had some honey, and he said, Abba, you know, it would probably would have been better if the soldiers were eating as opposed to them fasting. But either way, so the pasuk literally says he ate honey and his eyes saw better. Right? That's not a hint, that's a proof. Right? So that's obvious. That's literally what we're talking about. So when it says, the Hasan la bulmos, I say, no, okay, well, over there was no bulmos. That's not exactly what we're talking about there. He wasn't sick at all, but he just felt better. Okay, I'm going to buy it, but he says, Loshanu. Elo la'achar achila. That's only true when you eat these sweets after other food. But if you eat the sweets, this honey stuff before actual food, then it makes you hungrier. Right here again, ready? You say you see that the sweets that we gave him, that David gave this guy, this Mitzri, was after the food, right? And that's that already made him feel better. Okay, fine. So Amar of Nachum, Mishmuel, Mishach so Bulmos, Machilin so Alia Bidvash. Another thing you could feed him is the fat part of the tail of the sheep, which is supposed to be very good and very delicious. You could give him that with honey, right? That's a sweet thing to give him. Rav Huna Breid, Rav Yeshua Amar, Afsolas Nikia Bidvash. You can give him flour, right? Again, solas is a very thinly ground flour with honey. That's good too. Rav Papa Amar, right? Afilu Kimchi Disiri, Disori Bidivsha. Would you give him even barley flour with honey? Okay, on Rabbi Yochanan, Pamachas Achazani Bulmos. Once I had Bulmos, Veratzti the Mizracha Shalteina. I went to the eastern side of a fig tree, Vikiamti Beatzmi, and I fulfilled the Pazik. When I said, you know, I fulfilled the Pazik of Achachma Techia Baalea, and Chachma allows a person to live. And apparently he realized that the fruits on that side of the tree were sweeter. Okay. The tenor of Yosef is Rose, he said, Harotza Litom Tam Taina, right? Yifna the Mizracha, right? A person who wants to sweet, taste the best figs, he should go to the eastern side. Shamash, the Pazik says, Megatvul Shamash, right? Pazik in the Zosa Bracha. Okay, fine. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, Abba Ka'azli Ba'orcha, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi were traveling, and Achzli Bulmos, Rabbi Yehuda, Rechman Atzlan got sick, and Kafchei L'Roa, Achli L'Rifta. So he basically stole bread from a shepherd, and he ate it. So I'm like, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi said, Kifcha Atzaroa, you just stole money, you stole bread from a shepherd, right? You just stole the stuff. Kimatu Lamasa, when they came to town, so actually Bulmos to Rabbi Yossi, then Rabbi Yossi got sick. I guess it was contagious, I don't know. Ahadrui Balagi Vitsai, so they brought him with all these jars and these plates of sweet foods. And I'm like, Rabbi Yehuda said, Kipachti Zaroa, I stole from the shepherd. Kipachti is called Yerkula, you stole from the entire city. So interesting that. First of all, are you allowed to do that? Are you allowed to steal in the case of Pikuach Nefesh? Shal Shulchan Aruch Choshemesh, but says that yes, as long as you intend to give money back. So that's already a whole shiloh. But Pashas, right, Shulchan Aruch, Pashas, Paschens, that you are allowed to do that. And another, the second thing you see here at the end is very interesting, that, that Rabbi Yehuda said to Rabbi Yossi, he compared it to the case where he actually stole the food from the shepherd. Right? And in this case, Rabbi Yossi's case, everybody came and brought him food. So it could be, and again, I haven't seen this anywhere, but I could be, that the halacha is that we know that the halacha is, this is for sure the halacha, that if a person takes food against the owner's wishes, even if the owner gives it to him of his own volition, so that's considered stealing. That, like, you know, when you have when your friend, like when you're in school and like your friend has a bag of potato chips, you're like, oh, can I just have a bag of potato? Can I just have a potato chip, please? And then like he gives you, but he doesn't really want to, or he has a couple of cookies, and he said, oh, I really have a candy, and like you kind of coerce the kid to give you. So, and the kid really doesn't want to, so that's stealing. That's theft. So it could be that Rabbi Yehuda was saying that to Rabbi Yossi as well. And it's the same thing. Like, yes, I stole it from the shepherd, but these, you took all this food from the city, and Pasha says they probably didn't really want to give it up to you. And so it's the same halacha. Okay, I'm not sure if that's exactly what's going on here. That's what it reminded me of, anyway. Yeah, Pasha's, right, there's definitely what to say on this. Okay, Vaita. Vesu, and another story about when they were traveling. This is totally not related to our story, but it is a fascinating story nonetheless, even though it's not related to Bulmos, whatever. This is about the importance of names. Right? Whenever you give a shiur about the importance of names, so this Gemara inevitably comes up. Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Huda, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Ozli, Ba'orcha, they were going on a journey. Rabbi Meir, Hava Daik Bishmei, Rabbi Huda, Rabbi Yossi, Lo Hava Daik Bishmei. Rabbi Meir was always careful, right, to kind of be medayik, to kind of kind of learn from a person's name, and Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi were not. Kimadu lahu duchta, when they came to a place, Rabbo Ushpiza, right, they went to an inn, and Yavu lahu, and they gave him their wallets, meaning Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda gave him the wallets to the innkeeper. Amrlo mashmacha, so they said to him, "What's your name?" Amrlo Kidur. He said the innkeeper's name was Kidur. Omar, so Rabbi Meir said to himself, Shmamina Adam Rasha, it must be a Rasha. Shnemar, because the pasuk says, Kidor Tabuchos Hema. Because they are an upside down generation. That's a pasuk in, right? That's a pasuk in Hazinu. Okay, so Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, again, Kidor, right? A combination of those two words. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, Ashlimu Lekisayu, so they gave him. They gave him their wallets. Rabbi Meir lo ashlim lekisei. Rabbi Meir did not. So azal osve be kivrei davua. Right. So for whatever reason, Rabbi Meir went to the what's it called? Rabbi Meir went to the grave of the innkeeper's father. I guess that was in the backyard or whatever. And achzile and he put the wallet right by I guess his headstone or something. So achzile bechalme. So the father came to the innkeeper in a dream, and he said, "Take shakal kisa demanacha reisha." He said, "Come, take this wallet that's lying by my head." So dahu gavra, the head of that guy, meaning the head of himself. Lamacha, the next day, Amalehu Kidor, the innkeeper, said to them, "Hachi itzchi li bechalme. I had this really weird dream," and he told them that the father said, "You know, come take this wallet by my head." So Amalei, so they sent him quickly. Chalma de beshimshi lesbu mamasha. Now, any dream you have on Friday night is nothing. Right, obviously trying to, you know, dissuade him from going to check. And finally, and it said, Azor Rabbi Meir, Venatre Kuliome, meaning, and sure enough, Rabbi Meir went to stay there, right, all day, all Shabbos, to make sure, the Isaac, and then he brought his wallet back with him. Lamachar, the next day, on Sunday morning, I guess they're ready to go, so Amrlo, Havli Kisan, they said, give us our wallets and we'll get out of here. So Amrlo, Lahoy, Dwarame Olam. So Kidor said to them, what wallets? So Amar Lahu, so Rabbi Meir said to Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Yehuda later, afterwards, Amaylo Dakei Subishmei, why weren't you careful about his name? So Amar Lahu, Amaylo Amar to Lamar. So they said, what do you mean? Why didn't you say anything? Why did you know that he was a bad guy? You should have told us. So Amar Lahu, Imer Damri, Ana Chashash, Adach Zuke, Mi Amri. Said, okay, I had a Chashash, but I wasn't, there's no Chazaka, I didn't know for sure. I was concerned that maybe he might have been a great guy, I can't say, but to be a Chazaka, I wasn't sure that he was definitely a Russia. Yeah, it's a little bit of a shtick of Lashon Hara. So Mashku va'ilu lechanusa. So they figured out what to do. They went to take him to a store. And Chazu talfache ashpame. I mean, they wanted to buy him a drink, as Rashi explains. Right? They wanted to buy him a drink. And they saw, if you look at Rashi, Chazu talfache ashpame ro adashim as shfamo. They saw lentils on his mustache. So they said, so Azlu Viavu Simana the Debisu. So they went and gave the sign to his wife, meaning they said, Kidor told us to give our wallets back, and as a sign that he told us, right, he had lentils for lunch, or something like that. Shaklu, Likisayu, right, so they took their own wallets, Faisu, and they left. Azaliu, and then Kidor came home, a couple of days to say, and he killed his wife, right, because she poor woman that didn't know and she gave up the money. So I knew that Tanya, maybe that's it. Should I? Yeah, I knew Tanya. This is what we said in the Brisa. Mayim Rishonim Hechilu Baser Chazir. Mayim Achronim Hargu as a Nefesh. That the phrase goes that the first washing will lead a person to eat pig, and the last washing got somebody killed. What's that? So the last washing, meaning Mayim Achronim, right? That Kidor did not wash after his meal, that got somebody killed because they could tell that it was he had lentil soup for lunch. That got his wife killed. What's the first washing? Got someone to eat pig. So that is, what's it called? That's a story where someone had to, if you look at Rashi over here, right, he quotes a story that Pundak Yisrael Hayamokha Yisrael Dvorim Hamutarim Machilin Lamokha Nachrim Basu Chazir. It must have been a tough time during the, I'm not sure when this was, but a tough time during, let's say, I don't know, Greeks or Romans, or even in, yeah, I guess even in Europe, I don't know. And the Jewish innkeeper had two menus. He had a kosher menu and a treif menu, but he couldn't overtly ask for the kosher food. So what he did was, right, I guess Jews were in hiding or they weren't openly Jewish, so he said, I got a great idea. Whoever washes his hand, I'll serve bread at every meal. Right? Every guy who comes to the restaurant, I'll serve bread. And if the guy washes for his bread, I'll look to see. If he washes for his bread, then I'll serve him the kosher meat. And if he doesn't wash, so then I'll give him the treif meat. So sure enough, the guy came in, wasn't careful about it until he said, Daim, sat down, started eating the bread, and they gave him chazir. And the guy, and obviously that was, he was very upset afterwards, right? He found out that it was pig meat, etc., etc. Okay. Fine. Let's get to the two dots now. Ubasov, Daiki Bishma. In the end, right, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi learned to be careful about names. Ki lamatu lahu besa the shmei bala. They came to a house of a guy named Bala. So lo ailu legabe, they didn't go in. Right, Amru, they said shmamino Rashihu. Apparently, he must be a Rasha. It says that someone who is Bala. Someone who would become Bala Levlos is that should wear out. So the person had become worn out by Neufim, right? Neufim is Lotinaf, is adultery. How do you read this? What's it called? Right? Okay, that's the parentheses. I think that gets taken out. Fine. Okay. Tafla says they learned their lesson, right? And they were careful that they didn't go into a house with a guy with a Russia with a guy whose name is Bala because they realized basically they learned their lesson from the story. Okay, Shkoyach, we'll stop here and we'll go fight in the Hilgishas tomorrow. Have a great day or night, depending on where you're listening to this.